Time now for our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show with John and Teresa Witte. Rural Solutions here in downtown Madison. And we got a first going on. I think it's a first anyway. Social distancing over the phone with John and Teresa. They're not in the studio.
You're not in the studio today.
Yeah, how many years have we been doing this show, Paul? And this is the first time that we've been doing it over the phone.
Yep, that's many years. I know that.
Yeah. Actually, it wasn't the first time I've talked on the phone over the radio, though, because I remember when we had our grand opening 9 years ago on Main Street that you were talking on the phone, and then you put the phone in front of me and asked me to say something, and I was so nervous. I don't even remember what I said. I just was so, it was something.
So 9 years, it's kind of an anniversary of the month of April is for you?
Yeah, yep. We just realized that, you know, when stuff comes over Facebook, those memories, it was 9 years ago, April 3rd was when we opened our doors.
Opened the store on Main Street, Madison.
That's right.
Yep. I remember that because that was April Fool's joke. I was going to say, I was going to put an April, what was I going to say?
We had signs on the window that said coming soon, you know, or opening soon, and then we were going to take them down and put up
out of business sale. But we thought that was a little bit too...
Maybe people wouldn't have understood that.
So,
they didn't know us yet.
So we waited until April 3rd, and then it was normal.
Awesome. Well, congratulations on 9 years of business on Main Street, Madison. Of course, you've been in business a lot longer than that. How long has it been?
Oh, yeah.
1996 is when we started doing this. So do the math, that's almost as long as, 24 years, I suppose?
Okay.
Yeah.
And why did you decide to move from the farm to the Main Street, Madison?
That's a Teresa story. it was kind of from this Thanksgiving we had.
Yeah, well, things were getting busy around here. First, when John started doing this, he was just going into people's businesses. He didn't do any work for individuals. You know, he had several big clients, and he'd go into their places of business and do the work. So he didn't need an office. You know, he just worked from home and mostly was out and about. But as more and more people got word of what we were doing, individuals, there was a lot of people who were working at the places he worked at, they'd say, hey, could you help me with my personal computer? And so more and more word got out, and more people were calling us, and they were asking us to fix their computers, and then they wanted us to recommend things that they could buy, and we weren't selling anything, you know? And we figured out, well, if we're going to recommend these things, we probably should just sell them.
Yeah.
So we started stocking some things, and, well, it got more and more, and it got a little out of hand.
It overflowed from my office into our bedroom.
Into our bedroom.
And into our dining room.
Yes. Boxes
and boxes of stuff?
Yeah, boxes of computers and servers and big old printers.
Computers all over the tables and, you know, getting fixed. And so we were hosting Thanksgiving that year.
Yep.
And... you know, I made them move all the computers, of course, and our bedroom was stuffed and the office was stuffed. Well, we had these two servers, and servers are large, and the boxes they came in were even bigger, and we had no place to put them except the dining room where we were serving Thanksgiving dinner. And so while I hear these two boxes, it's like, okay, that's enough of that. We gotta think about moving into town. And so we worked with Madison Business Development.
Yep.
And they helped us, you know, find the building and get it ready for us. And
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
9 years later, here we are.
There we are.
At home.
At home again, actually.
That's right. You're working from home again, but. Yeah,
We are.
I love that story, Teresa. That's a great story. So,
I will not forget that.
Yeah. All right. Well, COVID-19 pandemic continues here, and
and we're still working, but our doors are closed. I have been into town a couple of times into the store to do some things.
By appointment.
I've had a couple appointments, and you know we keep our social distancing up and all of that when I do have people in, if they're picking something up or whatnot. We've been doing a lot of remote work from home, John.
That's all I've been doing pretty much is remote work, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, yeah. If people have a problem with the computer, you can, from your place where you are, you can go into that person's computer, right, with their permission.
Yeah, as long as they have internet, then we can, mm-hmm. That's the one thing. If they don't have internet or they can't figure out how to get attached to or connected, we can't help them
right.
over the computer, obviously. Mm-hmm. But if your internet is working and you have a different issue, we can log into your computer and clean it up or mm-hmm. or help you with whatever situation you're having.
Okay.
But we even remotely set up a remote connection for a person to work in their office from Alexandria. They were in Alexandria and we talked to them and we got them all set up to remote in. So
yeah.
it's amazing how, the world's gotten so much smaller because of this technology.
Yeah, that's good though. It helps a lot of people.
Yeah. And saves some gas money.
Yeah, that's right. are you still selling computers or laptops?
Well, we've had a surge of that in the last couple of weeks. We're actually selling quite a few computers.
Why is that? What's the reason for that, Teresa?
Well, because people are working from home. I think that's what people are working from home.
Their old trusty home computer isn't cutting it?
Yeah, they're trying to remote into their work computer, and their old computer is just not working like it should to do that. It's not fast enough or whatnot, so... or people are feeling, if they are at home and they didn't have a good functioning computer, they want something better to keep entertained with or whatnot.
Okay. Yep.
So we do have used ones in stock yet if you just are wanting to get on the internet because you're lonely at home or whatever, or grandma needs one. We have a laptop in stock that's ready to go, and I've got parts. I'm working on... Three new builds for the RSI computers that we sell.
Okay.
We make them custom to order.
Right.
So.
Yeah, and they're fast, right?
They are so fast.
And they can store a lot of memory?
Yep. And, I have one computer that I'm building, and it's kind of a low end because it's for an older man, and he just wants a computer. It doesn't need to do anything fancy, and so that keeps the price down on that one.
Mm-hmm.
And then on the other end of things, I'm building, super high-end computer for someone who needs high graphics, and it's for their work, and they
right.
do a lot of graphics.
I know a lot of people are using Zoom to connect with family members and do business meetings and stuff, and I see a lot of questions on social media. How do I get hooked up with that? Do I need to download the app? There's a lot of question about that, especially grandpa and grandmas want to connect with grandchildren and stuff, and there seems to be a lot of questions about that.
Yeah, it's very easy to set up. If you just go to zoom.us, it's not zoom.com, it's zoom.us, and download it on whatever device you have, or if you have a smartphone, you can go to your app store and download, just search for Zoom. And I would suggest for those who are talking with grandparents that maybe have never used that that's the young people that set up the actual calls and the meetings and all that, and then all they have to do is click on an email that you send them, and away they go. So
Paul, another thing that they can do, like my parents, they don't have internet. They don't have a computer. Isn't that crazy?
Yep.
But she has a cell phone, and she can call in to a Zoom meeting, and of course she won't see the picture, but she can still hear everybody's voice, and we've got one set up for our family for Easter, and that'll really brighten her day to be able to hear all her kids and grandkids and just visit with everyone.
Good. Yep. All right. Well, you guys sound like you're pretty busy then.
Yeah,
we've been keeping busy enough. Yep.
Okay, well, if people have a computer question or some help, how can they get a hold of you?
Well, you can give us a call at our business number, 320-698-4747, and that's forwarding to our cell phones.
Okay.
So we get that here at home. And either that or...
You can always email us, support@ruralsolutions.com.
All right. Sounds good, John and Teresa. Thanks for the show today, and we'll talk to you next week then.
Thanks a lot, Paul.
And John, happy 9th anniversary again.
Thank you.
You bet.
We'll have to have some cake next time when you're in the studio.
Yeah, like right. Yeah, no open house right now.
All right. John and Teresa Whitty with our Rural Solutions Technology Update Show.